Welcome to Soulful Insights, the podcast where we heal trauma, anxiety, reconnect with our intuition, and reclaim our divine power. I'm your host, Tandy, and today we're diving into something so many of us carry, the invisible wounds from our past. We'll talk about how to honor them, heal them, and finally step into a life led by purpose, not pain. Today, we're diving into something that is also very deeply personal for me. And I'm going to share just a tiny little bit about my story as we go through this so that you can understand that I know where you are and I know how these things feel. The weight of past wounds is something that many of us carry silently. In fact, I would have to say, everyone carries silent wounds. Maybe yours came from childhood trauma, a parent that was emotionally unavailable, a moment when you needed safety but were met with shame, a betrayal that shattered your trust, a rejection that made you question your worth, or a loss that still aches in the quiet moments of your life. These wounds are not always visible. In fact, they rarely are, but they shape everything. They whisper stories into your subconscious, stories that become your beliefs. Beliefs like, I'm not good enough, that I have to earn love, or I'm not worthy of love, or it's not safe to trust. And without realizing it, you begin to live through the lens of these old stories. You may choose relationships that reflect your pain, or what might feel familiar or comfortable, even if those relationships hurt. You sabotage opportunities because you don't feel worthy. Deep down, you may not even consciously be aware of why you sabotage relationships or opportunities. That's something that needs to be uncovered. You build walls. Even though you long for connection, you may not be sure why. You try to earn love, earn approval, and safety, because deep down you still feel like that wounded version of yourself. Here's the truth that's hard but freeing. These wounds are not your fault, but they are your responsibility to heal. That may be hard, but healing is a blessing to you. Because as long as you let the pain go unacknowledged, it will keep calling the shots, quietly, subconsciously, but powerfully. And when it does, your life will be on a loop of pain, of sabotage, of difficult relationships. But when you heal, you stop the loop. Healing doesn't mean pretending it didn't happen. It means finally giving yourself permission to feel, to see, and to release. Your wounds are not your identity. They are invitations for transformation. You are not broken. You are being called back to yourself, to the truth of who you are. So let's talk about something most of us were never taught, but that impacts nearly every area of our lives: the way your subconscious mind stores pain. The subconscious mind is not logical. It doesn't operate through reasoning or intellect. It's emotional. It's symbolic. It deals in stories and metaphors. And it's formed in the earliest years of your life, before you even had the language to describe what you were feeling. Every painful experience, whether it was a moment of rejection, a look of disapproval, bullying, a chaotic home environment, all got recorded deep in the subconscious mind, like a movie scene burned into the film. And because the subconscious mind is designed to protect you, it stores these moments as patterns. Don't speak up. It's not safe. Don't trust anyone. You might get hurt or they might leave. Don't relax. Something bad might happen. It doesn't care if those beliefs are helpful. It cares if they kept you safe, even if it was only once. So it keeps them on repeat. And this is where your triggers come in. Triggers are not random. They're echoes, emotional flashbacks to moments you haven't healed yet. When your partner forgets to text you back and you feel a wave of abandonment or anxiety. When someone criticizes you and it shuts you down completely. When you can't relax because peace feels unfamiliar. You're used to chaos. That's your subconscious reminding you of a wound it still believes is active. A danger that is still active. And here's the trap. You cannot logic or reason your way out of pain. You can't logic your way out of pain that was never created by logic. This is where many people get stuck. You've read the books. You've listened to the podcast. You say the affirmations. You may have even gone to therapy to talk about it all. But the pain doesn't move. Maybe your self-sabotaging patterns don't change. Years of therapy, and you still have anxiety. You still have a lot of these patterns and a lot of these struggles. You still don't feel value within yourself. You can't find that worth within yourself. It's because healing isn't intellectual. It's somatic. It's emotional. It's subconscious. And if we don't address it in that way, it doesn't move. We just end up having to medicate it. This is where hypnotherapy comes in. In hypnosis, we bypass the critical thinking mind, the conscious mind. The conscious mind is this gatekeeper. It doesn't want things to change. It's logical, it's reasoning, and it's going to try to protect you as well. But we're going to bypass that, and we're going to speak directly to the subconscious mind. The part of you that holds the wound and the key to releasing it. This isn't about talk therapy for the next 10 years, 5 years, whatever. It's about getting there now. We go beneath the surface story. Because we can talk about the stories all day long. But let's get beneath the stories and connect with the original imprint. Not to relive the trauma. We don't need to do that. But to bring safety, clarity, and resolution to the part of you that never got what it needed. And when we pair hypnotherapy sometimes with timeline therapy or other things, we can travel back along the emotional timeline of your life, locating the very first time you felt unsafe, unlovable, not enough, whatever it may have been, anxious. We then guide that younger part of you to complete the emotional experience in a new way, with empowerment, compassion, a new understanding, and truth. It's not about changing the past. It's about freeing you from the subconscious chains of the past. Imagine this. You no longer flinch when someone criticizes you because your worth is no longer conditional. Your worth is no longer up for debate. You no longer spiral when you feel anxious because you've built safety within your own body. You stop chasing love because you finally know you are love. You love yourself. This is what happens when we stop thinking about healing and start feeling our way through it at the level where the pain actually lives. Your subconscious is not your enemy. It's been trying to protect you this whole time. And once you give it new instructions, it becomes your most powerful ally in healing. You can't logic your way out of pain that was never created by logic. That is the statement for today. So what about healing versus coping? You don't have to make peace with what happened to you. I want to say that again. You do not have to make peace with what happened to you. I am giving you permission right now. You don't. You don't have to do that. But you can make peace with yourself and within yourself because you deserve it. So let's have a real conversation. A conversation that a lot of people avoid. There's a huge difference between healing and coping. Most of us were taught to manage our emotions, not feel them, not release them. Manage it. Hold it in. Don't show anyone, because what are you going to get if you show your emotions? You're going to get religious platitudes. You're going to be told you just need to forgive. Or someone will try to make value out of your pain. Your pain is here to teach you something. It was God's will. It was God's plan for your life. You're going to hear it all. None of those things are helpful. All of those things increase your shame, increase your pain, and add to your emotional load. And you know what? None of them are true. You don't got to forgive. None of that is true. You don't have to hold the emotions inside. There's nothing. We have many religious people have created natural, normal human emotions and turned them into something evil, and saying that clearly you are not doing the right things or believing enough in Jesus if you're still in pain. I have heard so many times, turn it over to Jesus. And I mean no disrespect to religious people, but this is not how this works. I'm sorry, but it's not. I have had someone in my own life tell me that she was healed and she's whole and she's all better from all the trauma that happened to her as a child, but her sister is not because she hasn't turned it over to Jesus. But let me tell you something. The individual telling me this is emotionally immature, is a narcissist, and does not know how to even have a normal conversation with someone. And yet, this idea that turning it over to Jesus somehow fixes it has made it into a way that she emotionally bypasses. It's not healthy. So what do we do when we're constantly told, you got to forgive, you got to get over it, you know, you need to learn something from this, whatever the idiotic things that someone told you. You endlessly and mindlessly scroll on social media, binge watch your favorite TV show, snack, drink alcohol, sabotage your own progress, chase validation, people please, busy yourself with productivity, thinking that's where your value lies. You'll do anything, anything to not feel what's actually in you. I have watched people in my own life that have to be busy, constantly running, constantly busy, because the moment they sit down, it comes up, the emotions. And you know, emotions hurt. It's uncomfortable when they come. And I want to validate that. It doesn't feel good. Especially when you've spent a lifetime avoiding them. But here's what no one tells you. The pain that you're running from isn't permanent. It's energy. An emotion is energy in motion. It comes like a wave. It rises. It peaks. And it's as it's rising that we start to panic. We run for the alcohol. We run for the phone. We run for some pleasure somewhere because it's uncomfortable and we're trying to get a dopamine hit. We're trying to feel better. Anything that you are reaching for in boredom or any other emotion is not serving you. But I want to tell you, as it rises, it will peak. And if you let it, it will also recede. The healing begins the moment you stop buffering and start breathing. Allow those emotions to come. Allow them. That is the message. Allow it. When that lump rises in your throat because of a trigger, breathe. When anger simmers under your skin, breathe. When your body aches with loneliness or sadness because of a memory, breathe. Tell yourself, I am safe. It is safe to feel this. I am not in danger. I don't have to fix this feeling. I just have to let it move. If you need help, you can take your hands, your right hand on your left arm, left hand on your right arm, upper part of your arm, and just squeeze. Like giving yourself a hug and squeezing your arms. You can also start to bounce and let your arms just shake freely, allowing that to move through your body. At first, it might feel like too much. I understand that. This is normal. You're used to rushing for something, rushing for a hit of something. But we're going to bring it back. You might feel like the waves are going to swallow you whole. But I promise you they won't. They pass faster when you don't resist, and they're less painful when you're not resisting them. What if we normalized anger as a sacred boundary? You are angry because someone somewhere crossed a boundary. Even if it was, as a child, someone who hit you. That is a boundary that should not have been crossed. And there is going to be anger because of it. And that's normal and it's okay and you can feel it. If you need to scream into a pillow or punch a pillow or whatever you need to do to allow that anger to move, allow it to move in a healthy way. Grief is evidence of your deep capacity to love. Allow that to come over you. Breathe. Numbness is your nervous system saying, I need a break. It's too much. And you know what? That's okay. If you need a break, take some downtime. Take a bubble bath. Do something. Take a walk out in nature instead of endlessly scrolling. When I say take a break, I'm not telling you to go get another dopamine hit. That's not a break. So that doesn't mean go binge watch a show or go get on your phone. It means go take a walk in nature. Go take a bubble bath. Go do something that's truly self-care. Confusion may be a sacred moment of transition. It's not a flaw. It's okay to be confused. A lot of people who've been through a lot in their life are confused about what direction to go. You are not broken because you feel too much. You are healing. And as you allow the emotions to come up, you're finally letting them come up. They will come. And as you allow them and you breathe and you take a break when you need to, your healing journey can now finally begin. And when you come out on the other side, you will find the truth of who you are. And it is powerful and it is beautiful and it is amazing. But it doesn't come until you allow all of that emotion to move within you. Healing does not need to be done alone. You deserve a safe, guided space with someone who knows how to hold space for it all. And that's where hypnotherapy comes in. That's where spiritual coaching or hypnotherapy or NLP come in, because they guide you gently into those tender places where your emotions are stuck, and give you the tools to finally let them go. Hypnotherapy can help you move through things without the intensity. If we do it alone, allowing those emotions can get difficult at times. Hypnotherapy is like a catalyst. But I want to be very clear. Healing is not about bypassing your anger with fake positivity. It's not about skipping to forgiveness before you even acknowledged your own pain. I am so tired about hearing about forgiveness. It is, victims are beaten over the head with forgiveness, and it's time we stop. Stop with the forgiveness. Forgiveness is not what you think it is. It's not what religious people tell you it is. What is most important is compassion. Compassion for yourself or compassion for others who are going through pain. Real, grounded, messy compassion for every version of you that had to survive. Give yourself grace. Here's your invitation. I want you to try this. Next time the urge to scroll, snack, buffer in whatever way you normally do when emotions get high, whenever that urge shows up, pause. Stop. Take a breath and place your hand on your heart, one or both, and ask yourself, take a breath. What am I feeling right now? Give that emotion a voice. Give it a breath. Give it a moment. Close your eyes and say, I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling grief. I'm feeling anxious. Whatever that is, give it a name. Breathe. Hold yourself. Hold your heart. Because you don't have to make peace with what happened, as I said before, but you do need to make peace within yourself. Keep going. You're not numbing anymore. You're awakening. And that is where the transformation happens. So let's be clear about something. And we're talking about transcending the pain. But I want to be clear about that. This transcendence does not mean pretending it didn't hurt or pretending it didn't happen. And it also does not mean spiritualizing your trauma. We're not slapping Bible verses on your pain or skipping straight to forgiveness while your wounds are still bleeding. When religious people push forgiveness onto victims before they've even had a chance to grieve, to scream, to cry, or to be angry, this is not holy. It's harmful. It adds shame to suffering and silences the very emotions that need space to breathe. If we really want to embody spiritual truth, this is what we do. Put the damn Bible down. Yeah, you heard me. Put it down and mourn with those who mourn. Comfort those who stand in need and comfort. Don't use the Bible or scripture as a weapon against someone who is already suffering. That is not what is meant. I am so tired, and spiritual people do this too. You agreed to this in your life plan or whatever. Stop. Put it down. People who are suffering need to be heard. And you need to listen. If you are the one suffering, you need to be heard. Don't allow people to say these things to you. Walk away. Or remind them. If you are not willing to mourn with those who mourn or comfort those who stand in need of comfort, I'm walking away. Because telling me I need to forgive or giving me some Bible verse is not where it's at. Here's the raw truth. All emotions are valid. All of them. Every damn one of them. Anger is valid. Rage is valid. Grief is valid. Numbness is valid. Even that cold, disconnected feeling you can't explain is valid too. All of it. They are all human emotions. They all come up. It is all the way that emotion moves. It's all the way that things are processed. Don't let anyone dismiss any of your emotions or tell you you shouldn't feel them. I want to speak from my own truth. I have walked through pain that has utterly shattered me. I have walked through pain, and I know it well. Thinking of unaliving myself by the time I was 10 years old. I have survived sexual assault more than once. more than once. I've been betrayed, gaslit, manipulated, physically abused. Physically abused to the point where I couldn't sit in a chair without pain for weeks. I've been neglected in my greatest times of need. One example, completely and utterly neglected by everyone in my life after having surgery while I was pregnant. I was 18 weeks pregnant. No one came. Not a phone call. Not a visit. I couldn't even sit up to eat for a week. I was left to fend for myself. I have been emotionally crushed. And you know what? I'm not here to tell you there was some grand spiritual purpose to it all, because I don't think there was. I'm not here to wrap it up with a bow and say it happened for a reason. That's called spiritual bypassing. That's not healing. That's not empathy. That's not compassion. That ain't helping anybody. Do you want to know what that is? Emotional immaturity dressed up as enlightenment. That's what that is. If anyone says this stuff to you about some grand spiritual purpose to your suffering, or that it happened for a reason, or you agreed to this in your birth plan or whatever they call that, any of it is emotional immaturity, because they can't sit with their own emotions. They certainly aren't going to sit with yours. They're not going to face reality. They just want to, everything is all light and love and spiritual. And they walk around like a 12-year-old, living in their own reality. But I'm here to tell you, your pain is real. Your story matters. Your emotions deserve space, and you do not need to rush your healing. Feel what you need to feel and validate your own experience. You can say, this was not okay. I'm not okay with this. I don't believe I agreed to this. I don't believe this was for my own good. I don't believe this was a lesson in my life. I believe this was just a horrible thing. And you know what? You can leave it at that. It was a horrible thing. End of story. Full stop. That's it. Let the waves of grief, rage, sorrow, disconnection, and confusion wash over you. Any of it that comes up. It's all valid. And allowing yourself to feel it is where the healing begins. And when you feel ready, not when anyone else says it's time, but when you feel ready, you can transcend the pain. What do I mean by that? It doesn't mean you forget it. Not by pretending it didn't matter, but by integrating it. Saying, yes, this happened to me. And now I choose to rise. Transcendence is reclamation. It's the sacred moment when you decide, I'm taking my life back. And let me say this out loud for the idiots in the back. And I'm talking to you. Those of you that tell people they have responsibility to forgive someone. Okay? You do not have any responsibility to the person who hurt you. You do not owe them anything. You do not owe your abuser, betrayer, or whoever hurt you closure. You don't owe them that. You do not owe them grace. You do not owe them kindness. You do not owe them forgiveness. And you do not owe them access to you. If they are a family member, they don't need to be in your life if that's what you need for healing. You don't owe them anything. You have no responsibility to the person who hurt you. And anyone out there who is telling people that, I'm asking you to stop. The only responsibility you have is to yourself, your own healing, your own freedom, and your own joy. That is the only responsibility that you have. So if you need to say this with me, repeat it with me. This is how you reclaim it. And I will tell you, this is my form of forgiveness. And it ain't about giving any responsibility to the other person, because you don't owe them anything. But what I say to those that have hurt me, I refuse to give you one more moment of my peace, one more second of my joy. I am done, I am free, and I am reclaiming my life. That is what you owe to yourself. That, my love, is transcendence. And we'll say it again. I refuse to give you one more moment of my peace, one more second of my joy. I am done, I am free, and I am reclaiming my life. It's not the absence of pain, but it's an integration of you, of your truth, of your power, and your right to rise. I see you. I see you in your pain. And you are not alone. You do not have to do this alone, and you are never meant to. There is support. There is safety. There is a path forward that does not require you to relive any moment of it, but invites you to release what's been weighing you down for far too long. Hypnotherapy and subconscious healing are not about fixing you. They're about freeing you. They help you reconnect with the version of you that is still whole, still radiant, still you, beneath the pain, beneath the patterns, beneath the walls you had to build to survive. Healing isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. If this episode spoke to your soul, come and join the Soulful Insights Substack, where I share more healing tools, deep reflections, and loving reminders that you're not alone on this journey. You can also visit tandyhartle.com, or you can visit my direct hypnotherapy website at meadowcreekhypnotherapy.com, and you can explore the one-on-one hypnotherapy sessions and spiritual coaching that I offer. Together, we will meet the places inside you that hurt and gently guide them home. If you're ready to stop surviving and start living again, if you're ready to turn your pain into something else without re-traumatizing yourself in the process, reach out, because this is what I'm here for. And remember, there is a version of you who is no longer defined by the pain. She's waiting for you to come home. Until next time, my friend, with love and healing, Tandy.